اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. We are proud that our enemy is a flaky Saddam. Everyone knows that this acts of treason against the oppressed people of Iraq and the sheikhdoms of the Persian Gulf are no less than what he has committed against the Iranian nation. We and the oppressed people of the world are proud that the mass media and the world propaganda apparatus accuse us of any crime and treason that criminal superpowers dictate to them to propagate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that mihrab, which is altar, means the place for harb, warfare, the place for war against both the Satan and the Taghut, which is rebels. The imam or the leader is standing in the mihrab, in the altar, and he's leading the prayer. Basically, he is leading the people and teaches them how to fight against the Satan, the evil, and the Taghut, the rebels. When we say Taghut, obviously there are examples in the Quran. We must know these examples so we can see, do we have the same people or that kind of people in our life or not? For example, when it is said the Taghut, we look for the Taghut in the Quran. We see about the Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, that he went in front of Nimrud, who was Taghut of his time, who was rebel of his time. He used to claim himself as a god. When we look at the story of the Moses alayhi salam, the Prophet Moses, we see Fro, and Allah said, oh Musa, go towards Fro. Why? Because he is a rebel. So he is a Taghut. You need to go and you need to fight against him. Why? Because he is spreading the wrong beliefs amongst the people.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
There is one God, and whoever comes in front of God, who chooses a system, a political, a social, an economical, an educational system, which is against the system of God, all these things are Taghut. If it is against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is against the system that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these things are known as Taghut. All these things are known as rebel. Therefore, when we stand in the mihrab in the mosque, we are fighting against all these things. When we are in the mosque, when we are standing in one line without paying attention to our status or position in the society, we are telling that we all are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ignore and we deny the other things that are in this world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never. إله